Hello, everybody.
Hi, friends.
You're here with, what's your name again?
I think my name is Alexis Monroe, but it could be, hey, dummy.
I was just calling her dummy, and I was telling her it was from 30 Rock, and she didn't remember, so it wasn't as funny. But whatever. You're like, why are you calling me dummy? Okay.
I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah. Anyways, so we skipped a week. Sorry about that. We both got super busy, but we're back.
You have to say the name. You always forget this.
Oh, this is...
Hi, my name is, and welcome to...
I'm the worst host ever. So I'm the mystery host, who has no previous experience, obviously. And this is the podcast, My Friend is a Porn Star, episode 4.
Porn star, Alexis Monroe.
She's the porn star. I'm not. No one wants to see that. Ooh, I have the best idea.
Okay, I'm ready.
I can't wait. So we will have a mystery guest on, and we're excited for this mystery guest. But I have some ideas for this mystery guest. One of them is called reverse stripping.
Oh.
And I go on stage and then I point out random men in the audience that have to take off their clothes for the money I have in my hand.
So you're going to take their clothes off?
In the car? But it's like, I'm going to pick fat guys and stuff like that.
Oh.
Like unattractive ones. And they have to dance for it.
I have the
best. And then they would get a free lap dance. I feel like it would just make a strip club this whole new thing. And it would just be basically a party.
I have the best fat man story.
Oh, no.
So I was dancing. I don't remember what city I was in, but there... Every strip club has like the regulars, the guys that are in there all the time. They always buy the girls food and drinks because they basically are our friend at this point because they're in there every single day, which we love these guys. They're the best. So there was this one club and the regular put dollar bills in his fat rolls, like sticking out, because when I was young and dumb and a baby stripper, I used to put money in my mouth because I was nasty and filthy and coronavirus didn't exist then. So he literally put the dollar bills out like dicks so that I would put them in my mouth.
That's so fucking gross. Oh.
But imagine like if you have good enough rolls, they can really pack some money in there. I think he gave me like $50 in once. That was pretty cool. Okay.
Did the money smell like cheese after? So gross.
I don't think I've ever spent enough time smelling money. The only time that I've had to smell money is on two occasions. One where I did an epically soaking wet squirt show in Florida with Kissesins, and we decided that we were too drunk to count it.
Wait, so, what's you mean you squirted?
We squirted side by side in front of like a crowd of people with dildos. It was awesome. But we got really drunk. And so we just put all the money in a trash bag and flew it home to Vegas like that. Well, I don't know if you guys are members of my YouTube channel, but I have a YouTube channel and I have a video up there on what happens when you bring home a trash bag full of pee money. It gets moldy.
Because everybody, that's what actually squirting is.
Because money is full of filthy bacteria and it's fucking disgusting. So I had to literally launder my money in the washer and dryer and it was awful.
So and my girl legally laundered
I had
your money.
To I had to legitimately wash it and it was awful. And I had ordered some food and my girlfriend dropped it off for me and she walks in and I have all this money laying out on the floor in my living room. And she's like, what the fuck did I just walk into?
You couldn't find a better thing to put your money in than a trash bag.
You know what, mystery host? I don't know if you know anything about me, but when I get shit-face wasted, the only thing that I have the energy to do is eat food and pass out at the nearest bed.
You need a nanny.
Money counting is not my agenda. I do that the next morning when I drink my coffee.
Oh, well, it just reminded me of the scene from Tommy Boy where he shows up and his bag's just a duct tape. Duct taped in plastic and just, I mean.
It's pretty much like this ongoing joke of me bringing home suitcases full of money because I'm too lazy to count it, or I was just too busy because I always have like a 6 a.m. flight. So sometimes I'll be in the champagne room till like 4 o'clock. So I'm pretty much like running through the airport looking like a stripper, just trying to get on my airplane.
You've been downgraded into a stripper.
Well, I don't know if you've ever been at the airport at like 5 a.m., but you know those girls that still have all of their nightlife makeup on? Sure. Like they have glittery eyeshadow and big ass eyelashes and their weave is like all fucked up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much me on every 6 a.m. flight, except for normally I take the weave out, but I usually don't wash my face because I'm awful.
I can't wait to go somewhere with you. I might never do it again. We're going to have to document it. I'm going to wear a GoPro because no one's going to believe any of this.
You know, my wilder days are behind me. When I was like 22 years old, I'm fairly certain there were times where my husband looked at me like, are you going to do that? Oh my God. Are you really doing that? Oh my God. She's really doing that. Do I know you? Who the fuck are you? What are you doing? Don't put that in your mouth. Don't put your hands there. Don't sit there. Don't do this. No, you cannot take those drugs. What is wrong with you? And I'm pretty sure like if he were any kind of other human being, he probably would have like restrained me on many occasions or sent me to jail. But instead he just sat there in complete shock of who the fuck he married.
He still loves you.
He told me not too long ago he was proud of me because I don't act like a complete fucking idiot when I get drunk now.
I can't believe he still dated you.
There were certainly times where he wished he didn't. All these men across the United States and America are like, oh my God, I'd give anything to date you. And I'm like,
oh. Okay, listen, folks. The shit she texts me at like 11 o'clock at night, I don't know. I think it would just burst your bubble. She is a normal human being.
Oh my God.
Not a porn star 24/7.
I'm not even a porn star like 7. I'm like a porn star for like 3 hours a month.
True.
I'm really good at sexting though. I would say that is my redeeming quality in my porn star persona is that I'm a good sexter.
I don't know anything
like
about
on OnlyFans and Sex Panther, but in real life, I am the most non-sexual human being.
I've been told I'm a good sexter.
Unless it comes to naked twerking, I do that a lot.
Well,
I don't know why.
You just overshadowed.
You think you're a good sexter?
My good sexting comment with your twerking. Yeah, I can't compete with her twerking, everybody.
Well, the size of my ass right now, nobody can.
I think I am. I don't know, but
you're a good sexter.
Okay, once all my ex-girlfriends start listening to this podcast, there's going to be some sort of self-help group and they're all going to get together and fucking talk shit about me.
Hey, that's what I feel like my one night.
That's when you know you're famous.
Yeah.
Well, I actually did get to teach Alexis something about sex the other day. So we were talking about dildos and she was talking about, I don't know, some scene.
Oh my God.
She was using it and it got all gross. And I said, well, why wouldn't you use a condom on it? She's like, what are you talking about? And so then I filled her in about how lesbians use condoms on their dildos because it A, keeps it lubricated better, and B, it keeps it clean for the next usage. So the worst thing is when you use a dildo and then all the stuff dries all over it, and then you wake up and there's just like, I don't know, dildo crumbs all over it.
It was legitimately like my dildo had cornflakes.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It dusted all over it.
So,
in all fairness, though, I did make a really hot custom video for OnlyFans, and then I was just so tired that I just rolled over and went to bed, left said dildo in the drawer, and then the next day I went to go use it, and I was like, whoa. Well,
you just described every lesbian's encounter with a dildo. I each went to use it the next day, and yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a little trick that I've learned. I don't know, maybe I'm the only lesbian. I swear to God, though, I've learned this from other lesbians as sort of a mentorship of, you know, knowledge. Here's knowledge about how to use a dildo. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I heard it
from I feel like it's a great idea, but I don't know.
It is. It's a wonderful
idea. I don't know how I would feel about buying condoms for my dildos, though.
Well, I mean, it's not like I buy
condoms for my real dick.
I know. That's kind of the fun. I mean,
do you ever feel like people stare at you funny when you buy condoms?
Probably. Yeah, they're like, oh, could have sworn she was a lesbian. Yeah. But whatever. I got called sir the other day. That was fun. It happens every once in a while. I never get
probably because you wear fucking underwear on your face.
Well, I wasn't this time. I was just wearing a hoodie and I was covering my big titties. So I can understand the confusion. I was wearing a face mask. So, but it was a bandana. It's fine. Happens like twice a month.
Okay, you guys, I have to tell a funny story that she called specifically to tell me about when she was buying her new vehicle. She went to the dealership, and this was right when the Rona broke out, and she wore underwear over her face as a face mask, and the guy that was selling her the car
actually hit on her. Yeah. So I wear...
The guy, it doesn't matter because you are wearing underwear, and a guy hit on you for it.
I feel like it's a good idea. So it's you know, men's workout underwear. They don't have a penis hole. And if they did, who cares? But it's just, they're long in the legs. So women's workout underwear always rides because it's too short. And so I always wear these like longer workout underwear. Anyways. And the leg was long enough so I could pull it over my head and it fit over my nose and over my mouth. And then I just tucked the waistband into my shirt thinking nobody would see. Well, I guess part of it kind of fell out. And this sales guy goes, are you wearing underwear on your face? And I just was like, yeah, it's only thing I had. And then afterwards, he just was like, you're so cute. Oh God. I don't even want to say I'm gay. It's just, I don't even want to even talk more about any of that. It's like, cool. Thanks for the truck. See you later. Never.
Mm. All right. Listeners, we need to figure out I bought funny a truck underwear name.
I'm a lesbian. No, it's because I live in Texas.
She literally texted me in disgust. Like, I hate this man. Why are you hitting on me? Leave me alone and get in my truck.
Well, it's the only time I want people to really judge me for how I look. It's like, just look at what I look like and be like, she's probably a lesbian and don't hit on her. Other than that, you shouldn't judge people for how they look.
Oh my God. I cannot. And this is the things that we talk about.
I mean, really, this is a normal conversation we would be having.
It really is.
We have no script. I sometimes write loose topics I want to ask her, but normally nothing really comes of it. It's I don't know. We just diverge so drastically from anything that I ever planned. So
It really is. But I do have a serious question for you and our listeners.
Okay. Oh boy.
So it's becoming summertime and all the grotesque little beetles and bugs and filthy fucking varmints are coming out. Mm-hmm. So I have this theory that if I kill a big fucking spider and I just leave it on the wall, it'll scare away all the other spiders so that it'll stop eating my fucking plant, which is right by where I keep finding the spider.
That's so stupid. Spiders. You're not the Nazi of, you know, Spider America or something. They don't think that way.
But if you were a spider and you were crawling around and you're like, that's my dad, would you want to stick around?
First of all, you're sick in the head. This is terrible.
Really, though, I just looked up and I was like, oh my God, there's a dead spider on the wall. I wonder why.
I don't kill any of those things unless they're deadly or whatever. Like, I found a scorpion, a baby one, and I just threw it outside outside. If they're not bothering me, I just can't. It's like, you know, we're kind of in their area and I just relocate them. That's sort of my deal.
I was somewhere in Texas. Where was I? I was dancing in Texas somewhere south, very close to the border. And Laredo? I was on stage and I got off after doing my set. And usually I'm always hanging out in the DJ booth because I have no friends when I travel usually. And on the first night, I haven't like met people yet. So I'm usually hanging out in the DJ booth. So I'm on the DJ booth and I'm looking down at the stage and this girl is freaking the fuck out. Stomping, stomping, stomping. And she gets off stage and she comes up there and she's like, there's a scorpion on the stage. Can you have him come clean it so I can finish my set? Mm. And then like 30 minutes later, there was another one. Wow. And I got so trashed on fucking tequila because I'm like, fuck it. I'm probably going to get stabbed by a scorpion. I might as well be drunk so I don't feel it. And now every single time I dance in Texas, I secretly feel like there are bugs everywhere. Can you imagine?
I just feel like strip clubs are not the most sanitary places, so they probably don't do proper procedures for anything. But
can you just fucking imagine that you're butt-ass naked, spread eagle with your crotch in some person's face, and you like look over and you're like, what up, pal? There's a little scorpion there with his tail all hissed up, ready to stab you right in the fucking asshole.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I think about that.
Yeah, I think they're probably more scared of your asshole than
you're just crawling around, rolling around on this stage.
I don't think it wants to be anywhere near your asshole.
Hey. This is a nice asshole, okay?
Oh, okay, well.
I'm just saying there was two scorpions in one night.
Yeah, that's scorpion territory is that area for sure. What are you drinking? Lied.
A margarita.
Oh, me too. I
remembered the club.
What?
It was at a Jaguars club. Mm. I still don't remember what one though. Mm. Not
What's the shittiest club you've ever been to? The shittiest of shit.
Like disgusting wise or like had the worst time?
No, like the actual building and everything. It's just like disgusting, filthy.
I don't normally get sent to those, but I'd probably say El Paso.
Sounds about right. One time I drove through El Paso on my way to Texas, to Austin, Texas. And I just thought to myself, who the fuck would choose to live here? Sorry if you live there, but oh my God, it's disgusting.
Yeah, maybe McAllen. I I get all the smaller towns that I've been to in Texas confused, but somewhere around there, probably Southern Texas, or you know what? There was a club in Florida that wasn't so great. I wasn't dancing though. I just was there for funsies. But I think just because of like the humidity and everything, it just like kind of everything smells like mold.
Ew.
And it was just it was not a good club.
I don't know. Have they changed the laws? Because the last time I was in Florida, you could still smoke inside bars.
Yeah, you could still smoke there when I was there, which was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
I don't know if they've changed it, but
yeah. A lot of places you still can, but most places not. Like they have like smoking areas.
Or there's places in Texas where they just don't give a shit because it's in the middle of nowhere. So like whatever.
They just do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited about, I'd like to reveal our mystery guest. I don't know when it's going to happen, but maybe we should push it so that he just makes a date with us. So everybody, the owner from Spearmint Rhino contacted Alexis and really likes our show. And I can't wait to pitch him my stupid idea about reverse stripping. I feel like it's a great thing. I mean, it would just fuck yeah. I'm the MC and I just pick some terrible dude to take his pants off. No one wants to see that, but it's still entertaining.
I'm just really excited. So actually it's one of the managers that's going to be on the show because he loves it and he's a good friend of mine.
Why can't the owner come?
Why
can't he come on?
I don't know.
What's his name? Whatever your name is, get on here.
Get over here. I really like the Spearmint Rhino clubs. I've been to quite a few of them and I've never, ever had a bad time. Given the very first Spearmint Rhino club that I went to, there was a manager there and I loved their personality and like who they were. And I loved their whole crew between their bartenders and their floor staff and everything. It was just like fucking a perfectly ran club. Fast forward a few years. One of the managers got transferred because there's three at the time. One of them got transferred to Pittsburgh, which is my favorite club in the entire world. Spearmint Rhino in Pittsburgh, my favorite place. And that is the manager that is going to come on our show.
Well,
give us some insight on the other side of strip clubs.
I know. That to me is fascinating. Can I tell you about my experience at the Spearmint Rhino?
Yes.
So this was some time ago in Vegas. Probably like, gosh, it had to have been 10 years ago. And maybe longer. I don't want to tell anybody how old I am, but back then, you know, there were a lot of shitty strip clubs, but everybody knew Spearmint Rhino was the place to go if you wanted to go to a good one and a nice one and see hot women, because they had all the hottest women. So we go and we're broke because I was young and in college and whatever. And so here we are, and one of my friend's buddies that tagged along says, hey, you know, I want to buy you a lap dance. It's your first time at the Spearmint Rhino, whatever. I said, okay. And this, so I said, I want that girl. You know, she's
I want that one.
I want that one. She's blonde. She's hot. She's my type, whatever. And he's like, yeah, he brings her over and I can hear him like whispering in his, in whatever, you know, like that. And he points at me and she starts shaking her head. I'm like, oh God, how disgusting do I have to be turned down by a stripper? And she apparently doesn't dance for lesbians because Jesus doesn't believe in that, and that's what she told him. And
oh my God,
wow. Yeah, I was like, wow. Well, She's got standards. Interesting. There's some interesting standards, but whatever, you know, hey.
I love Dancing for Lesbians. I think they're probably my favorite to dance with because they get so hot and bothered. They're like, oh God, oh God. And I just get such a kick out of it. I'm like, how fast can I make you come without even fucking you?
Do you think that's ever happened to a lady?
Oh my God, yes.
Really? Oh my God.
So there was this couple that I met when I first had gotten into the industry, and I'm very, very like friendly when I go to strip clubs. I always am talking to the customers. I'm always like drinking with them, hanging out. Very, very rarely am I hiding in my dressing room. And if I am, it's probably because I want to cut a bitch. So it's safer for me in there. But 90% of the time I'm always out talking. So I have a lot of different friends all over the country. So I made friends with this couple, but I was like, wait a minute, you guys are married? And I just did not believe it. I could not believe it that they were married because this girl was 100% a lesbian, 100%, did not even like dick. And they were telling me all these sex stories and all this stuff. And I just,
okay, wait,
and she looks,
wait, they're a straight couple?
They're a straight couple,
okay.
But this girl was like a closeted lesbian.
I see.
And yes. He didn't know that she liked girls like that.
Oh boy. There's like, many of those out there, yeah. Unfortunately.
He was like, we've talked about having a threesome before, but we've never done it. We're too shy, whatever. But like every single
heads
time
up,
I would get
heads up, men, if your lady is asking for a threesome with a woman, she just might be a lesbian.
Yeah. And so
if
everything,
you do it because it's your fantasy, be prepared for that bitch to leave you.
Which she did. She, a few years later, she ended up leaving him and then got married to a woman.
Oh, yep.
But every time I would give them lap dances and champagne, I would give them both one at the same time. And then he would just give me all the money to dance for her. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, I have to stop giving you lap dances because you like this way too much. Like, I feel like your husband's getting jealous. And they got into a huge fight one time about it. So fast forward like a year later, I finally told her, I'm like, look, I know that you're a lesbian, but you just have to come out and say it. And that's when she did. I helped her come out of the closet.
You did?
Now she's a happy lesbian married to a beautiful brunette.
You made someone go the
gay. I'm helping marriages gayness. All over the world.
Full gayness. Alexis Monroe is helping.
Full gayness. And you know what? I thought it was the best. It was like a backwards love story.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
I just had a terrible joke in my brain. And it was Greg. Full gayness.
Dad jokes.
Too soon.
Maybe that can be your name. Maybe that can be your
dad
name.
Jokes.
Dad, I mean, jokes.
Yeah. They are pretty bad.
They're okay. Awful.
I know.
Last time you told me a dad joke, I didn't even know you were trying to tell a joke.
Thank you. Should put that on my next dating profile. The porn star ones told me I wasn't even funny. True. Story. No one's ever gonna date me after this, which I'm okay with. I like sleeping in the middle of my fucking bed.
You have us. We'll come and take you to fancy dinners.
Way better. Way better. And then you guys can go have sex with each other and I can stay up and watch TV alone. In the other room. For all you sickos.
What really happens is we all fall asleep on the couch and no one has sex.
Yeah.
Because I'm a terrible human being.
We all spent Valentine's Day together one year and it was so sweet. They came out and they were like, you know, we wanted to go do some romantic thing, and then it just turned into this huge money sucker. So we thought, why don't we just go see, I almost said my name. Why don't we just go see Mystery Host? And we had the best time. We went out to dinner at home. One night they just stayed up and watched movies out in the living room, and I went to bed early. I mean, it was just so fun. I'd rather do that. best Valentine's Day ever.
Yeah, I got a cream pie that exes. Day.
Or did I just do that?
Oh my God, you actually did say that to your last ex.
I did.
It was the best Valentine's Day ever.
Don't say that to your girlfriend.
My Valentine's Day with two porn stars was better than hanging out with you.
Well, I mean, we fought a lot, so. It was. But it's so funny. It's like, I think, you know, obviously people have this idea of, we've talked about this, you know, what you do in your everyday life, what your sex life is like day to day, and all that. And I think, obviously, if I were to just say that to people, they have these assumptions that we're having probably these wild orgies, and I'm like, yeah, no, they're not like that. And neither am I. And we're just normal people and we're friends. So calm down.
Meanwhile, she texts me and is like, can you ever post something with clothes on? She told me one time that she was going to unfollow me on Instagram because I never post regular photos. So I had to literally start posting photos of my dog so that she would be happy.
I wouldn't ever unfollow you.
Because she's so grossed out. She's like,
Here's one. I just pulled up Instagram and I see her ass in the mirror. Great. With some girl grabbing it. Who's the girl? I miss strip clubs. Crying face, praying hands, and fire. Well, who's the girl grabbing your ass? Who's that?
She was really cool. I danced at a club in New Jersey and she was like the highlight of the whole trip.
Okay.
I mean, aside from the fans.
Hmm.
There was no fucking food in New Jersey. Sorry, all of you folks from New Jersey. Your food, not my favorite.
Okay, well, that leads us to story time.
Denver, not my favorite.
Let's go, New Jersey.
Yeah. Don't pick Utah.
I didn't. Oh my God, I picked New Jersey since you were talking about it. It's a good one. When she starts laughing.
I like New Jersey a lot.
If she starts laughing before she says anything, obviously I just know.
Well, you know, strip clubs are like the best place for like bachelor parties and bachelorette parties and all that.
I don't.
So
is that?
I'm in New Jersey and I'm dancing, and they kind of have like a catwalk stage. And
hold on. What? Can we talk about New Jersey for a second? Because isn't that where just most douchebags come from?
I mean, I've seen bits of Jersey Shore
is just those people got famous for literally being morons. I don't understand it, but that's the world we live in. And his hair.
Got famous for being overly dramatic.
His hair.
Overly dramatic, which is leading me into my story. So shut up, mystery host, and let me talk about this bachelor.
I'm sorry.
So I bring this bachelor on stage because I do that sometimes. Mm. And he is the most dramatic human being I've ever met. He's like, please don't mess up my hair. Please don't mess up my hair. So what do?
Mess up his hair.
Of course, I have to mess up your hair.
Don't tell her that.
I have to. So I'm being all sexy and I'm like crawling up his body like a little cat. And I'm like, oh, do you want to see my pussy on your forehead? And his bros are all chanting on the side like, fuck him up, fuck him up.
Yeah.
And I'm the best at fucking people up. So I took his beer and I just like one of his friends' beers and I like poured it in my mouth and I spit it out all over my body so that it completely covered his face in beer.
Mm.
It was so much fun because then I shook his hair and it was full of beer and he was so upset. But then I gave him some free porn and he was really happy. But the kicker was I signed the porn to his wife.
How'd you... Oh, you mean you gave him some DVDs? Gotcha. Oh,
I gave him a DVD, but I signed it to his wife. I was like, here you go. For the first day that you want to tell your husband to fuck off, he can use this instead of you. I mean, all married women out there have that problem at least once in their marriage where they just don't want to have sex. So they're like, here's some porn, honey. Go enjoy.
You know, I will say that the
periods
common thread that I hear from most of my straight friends, not all of them, is I don't want to have sex and he does. I don't, and I'm like, I don't know how to help you. I'm sorry.
Poor
I'm sorry
men.
You're straight.
Hey, I thought it was a really thoughtful wedding gift. Okay.
It is. I believe it is.
He ended up having a really great time.
I'm sure.
He liked it. After he got over the fact that his hair was completely drenched.
Well.
I just like it when guys get so mad. They're like, don't fucking put your tits in my face. I'm like, who the fuck are you? They're
great. You're at a strip club. What? Now you have standards? Get the fuck out. Come on. Come on. That's so stupid.
Oh my God. It is really my favorite when people get frustrated in strip clubs, like, don't put your hand on me. Don't touch me there. Don't do this. And I'm not over here, like, sexually harassing anyone, you guys. It's just really funny because I feel like when you go to a strip club, you're there because you want to be there and look at beautiful women, right? Well, if you're getting a lap dance and it's a contact club, so you know that they're going to touch you, why are you getting offended when someone touches you? I will never understand.
Well, you're also at a strip club.
I just think it's really funny. And then I can't stop laughing. So I just can't stop laughing.
Oh.
And I feel really bad because I'm like, I know you paid a lot of money to get a lap dance from you, but I'm laughing at you right now and I can't stop.
I have a really good story that I just thought of. The one time I went to a strip club in Tijuana. Do you want to hear it? Please say yes.
Oh my God. Should we save it for next episode, for on Friday's episode? Hello.
Or are you gonna remember? I'm not gonna remember. Are you?
No, you're gonna write it down in your handy dandy notebook.
You know what?
Write it down in your notebook.
Wait, have
It'll
you ever
a good way ha, to start?
Have you ever Friday danced? Episode. Have you ever danced at a strip club in another country?
You know what? I have not. I was invited to go to the Hustler Club grand opening in Tijuana. I was supposed to be the girl that like hosted it, and then I got knocked up, so I couldn't go.
Damn it, sperm.
Damn you, cream pies. You finally fucking worked.
Well, it's a quick story. I can just, so, call. All right. My friend and I go down, and she had this guy that was really into her, and he had a lot of money, but he had family down there, and so he was dual citizenship. So he knew how to get around and knew how to be inconspicuous and whatever. So we go to this club, and we get too drunk, and they're taking care of us, and we're having a good time. And apparently they asked me where I wanted to go, and I said a strip club. I don't remember any of this because I was just blackout. So I pass out and I wake up to
in Mexico.
Well, no, we were already in Tijuana, but I wake up and I'm feeling like somebody like slapping my face, you know, like when someone's like slapping your face awake. And I open my eyes. Just two pair of titties are fucking slapping the shit out of my face. And they are attached to probably one of the ugliest women I have ever seen.
Oh, and my God.
My friend had paid this lady $20 to titty slap me awake in the middle of a Tijuana strip club.
I'm just imagining these huge, big sandbag titties that are like, pa-ping, pa-ping, pa-ping.
Never. I feel like that. Like that's might be the third rung of hell as a Tijuana strip club. Definitely.
Oof. Oh my God. Well,
never go anybody.
I will not attend.
Well,
thank you guys so much for listening, but hey, yeah. We really need to name this bitch. So like, can someone message me on Instagram, alexismonroe.co, and help me name her, because Mystery Host is not as entertaining. Okay.
Your host is
or our podcast Instagram, which is?
We don't have one.
Mystery Host?
It's you. We don't have one. Hmm. Yeah. That's your department.
I'm the Instagram.
Any of that social crap.
I've been deleted from Instagram so many times I can't even create a new, another Instagram.
When's the last time you got deleted? Is it recent?
I've been deleted 6 times now.
Was it recent though?
Last year?
Huh. Well, no, that's good.
I've been trying to behave.
What do you get deleted for?
Been trying. Inappropriate content.
People report it.
Show my butthole.
No, don't show your butthole. That's an easy
I don't even post nudity that much.
People don't post any.
I don't actually post nudity.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm confused then.
I don't post nudity.
Do they just randomly take you down?
You're a twat. Shut the cunt up.
Shut the cunt up.
No, I think people just get mad and then they report me like thousands of times until finally they delete me.
Got it. But well,
I've been trying to be really nice.
When are you? So Alexis and hubby are coming here. They will be here not next week.
Yeah.
Is it next week? No, not next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Like yes, in it is. What, 9 days? So
yes, it is. It is Wednesday.
Then yes.
Yeah.
So we will be
literally in 1 week from now.
A podcast together in the same room, which is amazing. And then
I might film it, you guys.
Yeah, we could film it. And then we're going to have, I think we're going to do a couple episodes.
I'm going to have to bring you a Yeti mask.
What's a Yeti mask?
Chewbacca, maybe? Isn't he a Yeti?
I thought you meant like from the coolers. Like, what do they do? Keep your face cold? Okay. Yeah, you're going to bring a mask also.
That'd be great.
Okay. Well, this concludes episode 4. And put condoms on your dildos, everybody. Practice safe sex. We're out.